Hey Wildcats, thanks for tuning in. Today we will give you all the information on the weather, sports, and much more. And now for Bethlehem News. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this week's podcast. Me and my co-host Jacob will be going over the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with a weather report.
Attention everyone, this is the last week you can buy barbecue sandwiches from the senior class. And students, Kona Ice is going to be back on campus on Wednesday, October the 5th.
Get ready, rodeo fans, because this week is going to be great. The Bonifay Rodeo starts on Thursday night, and there is no school Friday, so we can enjoy the special time with our friends and family.
And that is all the news we have for this week, folks. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for this coming week. Saturday, October 1st, a 46% chance of light showers with an overcast throughout the day, also taking a small dip into cooler weather with a high of 77 and a low of 65. Sunday, October 2nd, no chance of rain, but it will be partly cloudy that afternoon. Warm weather with a high of 81 and a low of 60. Monday, October 3rd, again expecting a cloudy afternoon with no chance of rain, and heading back into warmer weather with a high of 85 and a low of 67. Tuesday, October 4th, some broken clouds with a 15% chance of rain, but overall pretty warm weather with a high of 84 and a low of 64. Wednesday, October 5th, a 40% chance of some early morning showers, and then some late breaks of sun that moves into warmer weather with a high of 84 and a low of 60. All information was accurate as of Tuesday, 9/27, and was provided by myforecast.com. Also, with the recent hurricane passing, this is a reminder to know your zone and be familiar with your evacuation plan. Hurricanes can quickly become very dangerous, and you must be prepared. Stay tuned, and next week we will talk about basic hurricane preparedness. And next, sports with Cole, Roman, and John.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcats Sports Segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by John and Roman. We are going to look at some stats from previous games and news for upcoming games. The Lady Varsity Volleyball team are 8-5 on the season, where they lost to the Bozeman Bucks in four sets on Monday, September 26th. They traveled to Cottonwood on October 3rd, JV at 4:30, Varsity at 5:30.
The A-team middle school boys are 3-6 on the season. They traveled to Paxton on September 19th, where they lost a hard-fought game, with the leading scorers being Marquez Russell with 10 points, Austin Kaiser with 6, and Aiden Ellenberg with 3. All of the middle school games against Malone have been canceled. This wraps up the middle school boys' basketball season. The men's golf team is 2-2 on the season. They lost to Freeport on September 22nd. The leading score was 44, shot by Roman. Kaysen followed that up with a 58. Upcoming matches will be Bozeman on Monday starting at 1 o'clock, and that will be an 18-hole match, and Freeport on Thursday.
The middle school girls are 0-7 this season, and their last game will be played October the 6th versus Poplar Springs, home at 4 p.m.
Join us next week for more stats and sports news. Now on to Tech with Aiden, Funky Factoids with Oliver, and This Week in History with Zach.
Welcome everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time. My name is Aiden, and I will be informing you of some of the newest features of the Galaxy Z Fold 4. There are many new features of the Galaxy Z Fold 4, such as it is water resistant with Samsung's strongest aluminum frame, it also uses a C-type charger and supports wireless charging, and it also comes with a new S Pen. And as in the name, it can be folded into a phone, or it can be folded into a tablet. The information for this week's episode comes from TrustedReviews.com, CNET.com, and XDADevelopers.com. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tech Time, and now to Zach with This Week in History.
The Galaxy Z Fold 4 sounds like an amazing phone. Now to This Week in History. Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. In Italy, 1997, September 26, two earthquakes in central Italy killed 10 people and severely damaged the Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. In 1858, September 28, English photographer William Ushwasher snaps the first photo of the comet Dauntless. In 1932, September 29th, American actress Katrina Hertman, age 24, makes her film debut in A Bill of Divorcement. In 1944, September 30th, in Geneva, the World Health Organization announces that polio has been completely eradicated from the Western Hemisphere. Source, To Heavy Books, copyright 2003. Now to Oliver with Funky Factoids.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Frank recommending to you fun and cool video games. Today I'll be recommending Time on Frog Island. Time on Frog Island was made by Half Past Yellow and published by Merge Games. The game's rated E for everyone, so no worries to any parents. An unnamed sailor crashes on an island inhabited by frogs. Our sailor goes out to try and repair his boat by trading with frogs to get off the island and go home. Frog Island has a very cartoony feel with no dialogue boxes but pictures instead to show what our amphibian friends want. Frog Island is a puzzle-solving game with a variety of different puzzles and held items which have different effects to help you with your next puzzle. For those who decide to check out this game, make sure to talk to NBCs more than once to get an additional hint. That's it from me. Next week, tune in for Ark Survival Evolved. This week's game came to us from Time on Frog Island Fandom.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, we will be talking about a semi-well-known box office flop, the 2008 film of Speed Racer. The film is focused on our namesake main character, Speed Racer, as he works to undermine the corruption of the racing world and become the racing champion of the Grand Prix. The movie, having a budget of $120 million and only making $93.9 million at the box office, was labeled one of the biggest box office flops of that year. The film received highly mixed reviews upon release, with some criticizing the overuse of CGI, while others praised it for its intense action scenes and fun comedy. Today, the film is regarded as underrated, with many people passing off the use of CGI as a way to help provide the film with more a stylized look. I, for one, agree with these notions. I say that the film is highly faithful to its source material, that being a popular 1960s cartoon, and above all, is a very fun watch either way, with fun characters and even better racing scenes. This film has all the right ingredients for a fun family watch. That's it for now, people. As usual, tune into next week's podcast to hear me talk about the biggest money-making film in history, Avatar. All information for this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Ricky, and this week I'm going to list some hopefully interesting facts for everyone to enjoy. This week's facts are about monkeys, which have many breeds such as the squirrel monkey, the spider monkey, the proboscis monkey, etc. Like most animals, monkeys do have predators. Birds are one example of predators, and while most monkeys are way too big for birds to eat, they typically munch on smaller baby monkeys, which most would find disturbing. The mandrill monkey is known as the largest monkey breed. Its diet consists of fruits, seeds, leaves, spiders, birds, eggs, and rodents. The smallest breed of monkeys are the pygmy marmoset. Their diet is made up of tree sap, nectar, and fruit. The worldwide population of monkeys is about 172,700 to 299,700. They are facing threats due to habitat loss and disease. As of 2022, there are about 200 monkey breeds out there. Monkeys are playful and adorable creatures that most people love, including me. Thank you for tuning in this week. I hope everybody enjoyed. Be sure to dive in next week for more splashing facts. All sources this week came from AnimalSake.com and BioExplorer.net.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast, Wildcats. Tune in next week for a movie review on Avatar with Case.